Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. She is the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball. The Queen of Improv, Miss Allie Mack. He is the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And back there with a fresh cut, we have Dylan Dylon Matthews waving to the crowd. Which is no one. Good morning. We got plenty to talk about.
Do we?
Yeah, Georgia found their way into Atlanta again.
Go Dogs.
Back-to-back CBS appearances, huh?
Yeah, and I think it's their third straight.
I think it's more than that.
At least.
Yeah, I think it's more than that. Good for them, man.
SEC championship?
Yeah, it was a delightful weekend. Well, really until yesterday of watching football.
Right.
Really enjoyed Friday. Really enjoyed Thursday. Really enjoyed most of Saturday. Things kind of fell off yesterday, but it was a really good, fun holiday weekend of watching football.
Yeah, I've had it with fan bases. Not even talking about Falcons fans. That's not even the college fan base situation that's happening with how fans are reacting and stuff. Boy, it's disgusting. I don't know if you saw all of the stuff with. I know we're going to get to it when Allie hits our headlines with the coaching carousel, but the reactions, the coaches leaving and being hired places is a lot, man.
Yeah, I've got thoughts. There's a lot of interesting stuff, and it was a circus. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah.
And like you said, we'll break into it throughout the show, but it was not a great day in college football yesterday. And the day before. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just wasn't. It kind of made me feeling sick about a lot of the things that are going on. But in the end, you just focus back in on the games, I guess. And there's a couple big ones coming up this weekend. So we'll see what happens.
Absolutely. But before we left for the weekend, I want to know how everyone's Thanksgiving went. Like, I feel like we've lived like three or four lives since we
last
met.
Yeah. It was good. Ours was really good. Really simple. Traveled down to Florida, hung out with family. Had a couple bonfire days. My mom rented a huge blow-up slide for all the grandkids running around.
I love that.
Chris Bingle's kids, one of our other buddies from our NASCAR group, the Echo Park Speedway group. He obviously was over there with his four. So we had a good weekend. Travel back was not great. We found ourselves, in Auburn traffic at 5 o'clock on Saturday, but we got home in time to see kickoff in the game. So it was all good. Yeah, it was a fun weekend.
Every time I hear, I'm reminded that Bingle has four kids.
It's crazy.
I just think about him carrying two under. He's a massive human being.
Yeah.
He's 6'7". And I just see him with two kids under each arm.
I knew it.
Just walking around, hey, don't do that. Just picking him up. He's a funny guy. Yeah, it was good. No one is, to my knowledge, got a new grudge or issue with me after Thanksgiving.
That's great.
So. Because we do the daggum car wash, We got to go to multiple places, and normally someone comes out of it feeling a certain way. And I don't, to my knowledge, Haven't been informed that I pissed anyone off over the Thanksgiving day. So it was great.
That's such a low bar, man. Like, you know what? Nobody's mad at me. It was pretty good. Like, yeah. It's a good Thanksgiving. We can all vibe with that, though.
It was a great Thanksgiving because I didn't make anyone angry.
Yeah, I think we can all vibe with that to an extent. Yeah, there's definitely always that choice.
Through it without any new grudges.
There you go.
That's amazing.
Did you guys get your, Allie, did you get your ham delivered?
So the ham and turkey were delivered Friday.
Okay.
Which is not before Thanksgiving. Oh, well,
that's not going to be a... Right. It's not going
to
work.
So when the tracking updated to delivery on Friday, it was probably about 3 o'clock on Wednesday. And so Grant went to action mode and went down to Honey Baked Ham, got more turkey. I actually told him to bring you and Dylan turkey yesterday because we have so much. We have basically like 3 turkey breasts and a frozen turkey breast and a frozen ham right now. And I'm like, we have one meat eater in the house.
Yeah.
You guys should have some leftovers.
What's going on? What happened?
Maybe I'll bring it tomorrow.
I was going to say, well, he didn't bring it yesterday and you didn't bring it today? What is going on here? I was promised leftovers.
Well, I told him, I was like, Mike and Dylan both went out of town.
I would 100% have eaten that.
They don't have leftovers.
We did not bring back leftovers.
Okay, I'll check.
Facts.
I'll make sure that he hasn't made like 20 turkey sandwiches out of it and like frozen them or something.
According to Bajan on the Atlanta Falcons social, it's still good for a week. So, you know what I mean? We're still good to go.
That's turkey?
Not correct.
Yeah, all meat's good for a week. You have 7 days to eat meat.
I always thought the rule was you're supposed to be done with leftovers by the Monday after Thanksgiving.
No, you have any food you cook, you have 7 days, except for smoked meats, and you get it like an extra couple of days for those. Because this like... Smoking, it does something to it, and it actually helps it stay fresh a little bit longer.
I think my response would be, is it okay to eat after a week? Probably. Is it going to taste good? Probably not. I think I'm going to veer away from the dry turkey after 7 days in a fridge.
Well, yeah, I mean, if it's dry. But, I mean, I've gotten food poisoning off of asparagus that tasted good still. It just was bad.
Well, Father Johnson's advice is always...
Follow your nose.
All right.
He always says, follow your nose, the big unit, yeah.
So if the turkey smells okay, y'all can expect turkey smarks. way too much. All right, here are the headlines since we last got to hang out. Yes, Lane Kiffin finally made his decision. The trolling tweets with the book pages can stop. He's headed to LSU and will not coach the Rebels through the playoffs. Georgia and Alabama are set to face off in the SEC championship this weekend. We'll get into more of that. It's 6:40. The Panthers stunned the Rams, beat them 31-28. Carolina is just half a game out of first place in the NFC South. Hawks beat the 76ers in double overtime, 142-134. They'll play the Pistons tonight in Detroit. Pregame is set for 6:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Tip is set for 7. And yes, the Atlanta Falcons fell to the Jets 27-24. Kirk Cousins completed 21 of 33 passes for 234 yards and 1 touchdown. Guys, who wants to sound off first about yesterday's loss?
I don't know why Mike looks at me. I mean, you lost the game on special teams. You can complain about Zach Robbins and all you want. He called a fine game. They ran the ball down their throats. You beat them in every statistical category, but the special teams ones, you gave up 10 points on special teams. I don't know. You literally went and signed a kick return specialist this season, and he's done less than nothing for you. You know, I don't know what the hell he was doing, fielding a punt at his 4-yard line, but that essentially was a huge deal. And then you turn around and you have the kickoff return allowed to the what Natron Brooks, I think, tackles him at the 17 or the 14, something like that.
Yeah.
And the defense holds. Now, the Jets couldn't really. It was really more on the Jets, but the defense in the end of the day did their job there. You give up 10 points on special teams, it cost you the game. It wasn't – you won every statistical category, felt like, and except for the win, but for the one that mattered at the end, that was the score.
Yeah, I'll go even one step further. And I think, you know, I think Dave did a good job of approaching Raheem about it, but I'll go one step further. The last pinion punt was awful. I mean, you needed him to boom a punt, and they're starting at midfield. It's bad timing, and it stinks because I actually put the question out on Twitter, and I don't remember what the exact scenario was about a month ago, and I asked, is Marquise Williams actually having a worse year than Zach Robinson is? And at the time, that seemed kind of impossible, you know, but You add in all the field goals, you add in the return units, you add in some of the boneheaded decisions, and it definitely feels that way. So I'm the same as Bo. I came away from that game yesterday going, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, that's not something that where you can look at the box score and kind of decidedly say, well, this is where you're deficient, that's where you're deficient. You weren't very good on third down, but you were the same average you've had the entire season, which is 33%. Yeah. It felt the box score like you won the football game, and yet some of the smaller things and special teams just absolutely crushed you yesterday.
That might have been one of Kirk Cousins' top three performances as a Falcon. And everybody's going to be like, oh, he only threw for 230 yards. Dude, he was really good with his decision-making. I mean, especially that final drive. Think about the play to Algier. They got you down on the little swing. It's an outlet, really. It is a quarterback recognizing them bringing the house. He takes what might maybe a half a split second at the most to see if any, you know, what the coverage is downfield, and he's like, I got to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And Tyler Algier went down there and made a. I mean, it was. That he and Kirk did that a lot yesterday.
Yeah,
he was really good. The play calling I thought was really good. You allowed Bijan was hot and you allowed him to just eat. He touched the ball 28 times. You can't touch it. You really can't give him out of 65 plays. I think he touched it damn near half.
Yeah.
The play caller wasn't the problem. There was no play call I thought was as brutal necessarily. You gave up 10 points that you shouldn't have. And really you gave up 13 because the bad punt, Mike's right. The bad punt, I think I'm going to add to it. I think it's a really good one. You gave up 13 points. And guys, don't hit me with Zane Gonzalez missed a field goal. I was down on the field. The wind was swirling down there. I was in the end zone that he kicked into, and then they turned around. Nick Folk hadn't missed a kick all year.
Yeah, the guy actually said it to us in pregame, yeah. Brian Costello. He's like, you know, I've been lucky enough. He hasn't missed one this season. I was like, oh, wow.
And he missed it in the exact same end zone that Zane missed his early in the game. And then Nick Folk hit that 56-yard, and it just sneaked through.
Yeah.
Just sucks.
Unfortunate.
It sucks, and then, you know, there's going to be people out for blood, and that's fine. I mean, look, you're 4-8. You've made your own.
Yeah, all things are on the table.
Yeah, you've made your own bed, and that's where you're at, and that's where you're laying right now in it, 4-8.
Well, we do want to hear from you today. You can tweet us at 929MorningShift. I've been collecting a lot of thoughts and feelings from the last 12, 18 hours or so, whenever we got to that final field goal. So we'll be reading some of those. You can also reach out 404-726-0929. Coming up, we'll really dig into yesterday's game, what went wrong. Everybody wants to place blame somewhere. It's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Third down and two at the five. Under center goes Cousins. Drumming through the formation. Cousins going to hand to Robinson. He'll try and sneak left. Touchdown, Atlanta. He kind of bounced right behind Matthews at the tackle spot and then kind of extended it out to the wing, and then there was nobody there.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Yes, it is a Falcons Monday, regardless of yesterday's outcome against the Jets, who did win 27-24. Another one where you just want to look out a window when it's raining. Think about what just happened.
Is that what you want to do?
Because
I want to bang my head on the table. I don't know about that.
That's also an appropriate response.
I'd love to get a game in New York against the Jets that's not wet and rainy and cold.
Yeah.
Every time we go up there, I was talking to one of the guys that works in the booth, the coach's booth, and I was like, how many times have you been coming up here? He's like, I don't know, but it feels like it's the same game every time. It's the same game every time we go up there. It's sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
The weather is sloppy. Everything is sloppy, and it's cold. And it's just like it plays out that way. Every thing. I remember two times it's been up there in a regular season, it's been warm. They're both against the Giants. Yep. Other than that, it's the same game, Allie. Every time. It sucks.
So it's a sloppy game by two usually underwhelming football teams.
Yeah. Well.
Stinks.
And that's a bigger. Oh, you know, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to train wreck this segment, but Woody Johnson drove by us. Arch and I were standing there waiting for, you know, doing interviews, and he drove by us. And I was like, I bet this feeling's weird for him. And then I realized, winning is something they felt almost as many times this year as we have.
I was going to say, who are we to say?
Yeah, I had to check myself before I wrecked myself.
Well, Dylan is fielding your calls today, 404-726-0929. Let's hear what you've got to say about yesterday's loss. So I did tweet out yesterday just kind of asking, taking a temperature check. Falcons fans, how you feeling? And Albert Barth tweeted at us, I have nothing. Special teams fails again. We just need to fast forward to the second round of the 2026 draft.
Yeah.
And what about free agency? Can we take part in free agency at least?
Well, And Grant, you know, Grant and I were wrapping up postgame yesterday, and the conversation kind of came up like, what are you looking for over the next 5 weeks? And I told him the word is clarity. Like, I think you're looking for clarity. And it's not just, you know, hey, let's go out and try to win football games. You need clarity about everybody involved in this situation. You need clarity on Kyle Pitts. You need clarity on Tyler Allgeier. You need clarity on Caden Ellis, David Onyemata. I mean, you need clarity on a lot of different things that are going on this football team, not just at the top, but also on the back end, the guys that are fielding those special teams roles, some of the guys on these coverage units, the return units. You need clarity on players, coaches, all the way up through. Figure out who needs to be on this train before you get to next season and who needs to be kicked off.
I already have answers on almost everyone you just named.
Well, again, there's still five games left.
Yeah,
so there's more of a sample size to gather from everybody.
Love David Onyemata. Price tag and age are going
to be tough.
And David Onyemata's played well. If David Onyemata is willing to take a veteran, more of a veteran-friendly deal, I'm all in, because I think he has been fun. This has been his best season as a Falcon, and it's not even close. In fact, yesterday he played pretty good. Kyle Pitts, I'll see you. I'll see you when I see you.
Yeah.
And everybody can you know, like, we can get hit up by the one guy who waited, Eddie. Yeah, I know his name. Eddie tweets us in the middle of the game. Oh, see? Y'all gave up on him. Just how to use him. Well, knowing how to use him is putting the ball right in his hands and him dropping it when we knew how to use him last 4 weeks and he let us down.
He was awful blocking yesterday.
Yeah.
He was terrible.
I'll give him credit. When he caught the football, he ran tough and he ran downhill, which is something we haven't seen a lot from him in his career. But I can't sign a guy to the money he's going to want based on having to scheme him open every week, and he might give me 3 good games out of 17 a year where he plays like that. But he was great yesterday. Tyler Allgeier, I would do whatever if I thought I could afford him, I would sign him in a heartbeat. The problem for me for Tyler Allgeier is he's probably going to go somewhere where they're like, dude, we'll give you 49 to 51% of the carries each week. And I don't blame him for taking it. But I absolutely love him, and I love the player. You got to find a replacement in the draft in the mid rounds to me that fills the void that he will, because Bijan Robinson is the.
I don't know where I land on Tyler Allgeier. I have a heart, because you're about to have to extend Bijan Robinson in the middle of Tyler Allgeier's next contract too.
Yeah,
I'm not sure how much money I want to tie up in that spot between two running backs, especially given the fact that I don't know what offensively we're going to be a year or two from now.
And it hasn't made sense, yeah.
Are we still going to be wide zone? Because I think that's what Tyler Allgeier needs. Does he need to pull a Tevin Coleman and go to a scheme somewhere else that fits his, kind of the way he runs the football? I don't know. That goes back to my point. Do we need clarity on the coordinator positions? Marquise Williams, is he going to be part of this? It goes all the way down from top to bottom.
And if, I don't know what's going to happen with coaches in front office, but if they make a change on one or both, don't be surprised if Chris Lindstrom's not on the block, trading block. Because I don't know what to think anymore with him sometimes.
Yeah.
Bo, you brought up the coaches and changes that could potentially be coming. I do want to play some audio from Raheem talking with Dave Archer after the game yesterday, because I saw the interview. You can see it written all over his face. Doom and gloom all over Raheem's. He's very emotional after the game yesterday, and you were there, so you know the energy. But let's go ahead and hear from him.
You got to go out there and get first downs. You got to find a way to get that first down, get in the field position, get yourself a chance to kick that thing, get out of there. 2 exchanges of punts, good defense on one side, good defense on their side. They got the ball back, got close enough for that guy to take a long field goal, and he made it.
I'll give Raheem Morris credit on this. I said before we aired the interview, when I knew Raheem was doing the interview with Dave Archer, and we were on here on the postgame show, and I was sitting there going, I know what Raheem's going to say. He's going to say, we win as a team, we lose as a team. And yet, he got on there in the interview, and he was like, special teams killed us. Played good on offense, played good on defense, special teams absolutely killed us. And then Arch followed up with about the Jamal Agnew muff punt, and he was like, absolutely can't field it. You can't do it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. You cannot attempt to field that punt inside of the 5-yard line. And he made no bones about it. Like, this is exactly how I feel about the game, and this is the message moving forward. I thought it was well said.
Marquise Williams will get all the blame, which is understandable. He's the coordinator for special teams. But I can guarantee you that he didn't tell Jamal Agnew to catch the ball on the 4-yard line or attempt to.
Yeah.
You can blame players. I mean, coaches a lot, but players are not. There is no. He was not told to go fill that punt.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way it is, and so that's strictly on the player. The Jamal. Can I just go ahead and call it like it is, real quick? You know everything you got out of Devin Tompkins yesterday? What, 2 catches and a carry?
2 touches in the first quarter, yeah.
That's what you should have been getting all year at Jamal Agnew, and you've got zilch.
Yeah.
You got 2 kickoff returns. That's it. That's all you've gotten at Jamal Agnew. You've gotten inactives a couple weeks, and you got that. And I hate it, because it's one of those situations where you're good dude. Everybody likes him. That signing has been a bust for me.
Yeah, it definitely has, and I understand what you're saying about the Jamal Agnew thing, but to me, Marquise Williams' troubles have been so much wider and further than just Jamal Agnew. The coverage teams have been abysmal. The field goal situation's been awful. And Bradley Pinion, I think, just situationally, probably having his worst year.
He's been hit or miss, but
it's like he can't hit him when he needs to.
I don't know how you coach a guy not to muff a punt and how to not shank a punt. Like, I know it's, you just got to do. Well, okay, but I guarantee you that they were, you did everything that you could. Now, the coverage teams, we can have a real conversation about. Real, and that, well, and that falls on Marquise. I'm with you. I'm not making excuses for him at all.
The blocking on return units has been
bad. And we just haven't figured it out. And it's frustrating because it feels like everyone else has figured out the one thing we can't figure out.
Yeah.
Well, and everyone, obviously, very disappointed today. So we are opening up our phone lines to you to air out your grievances. 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Frank in Stockbridge. Frank, good morning. What do you got for us?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Another frustrating loss, right? The wide receivers couldn't catch a cold butt naked in Alaska. Kirk Cousins actually did a good job, and just that Agnew thing, man, I don't even know. I was throwing stuff at my television.
That's it. Yeah, thanks, man.
Well, if it makes you feel any better. I almost do something out of the radio booth.
I could not agree more with what he's talking about the wide receiver position. You and I talked about it yesterday in the pregame, missing four of your top five from week one. I mean, and Darnell is the one. Casey Washington's gone, not playing. Ray-Ray McCloud's gone. Kadarius Hodge was not active yesterday, and Drake London injured. We played like it. David Sills has had some good moments. Man, yeah. That drop. Kyle Pitts would have been a very tough catch. I'm sure Kirk Cousins would like to have the throwback there on the final drive. Didn't connect. And then you have the Darnell Mooney, what would have been a contested catch, a glancing blow from the safety stepping up. Didn't make it happen. They made the plays on the final drive, and that was with special teams. That was the difference in the whole game.
That might be the one drive in this two-game stretch. I don't know if Drake will come back or not the upcoming week, but that might be the one drive in this two-game stretch where it was just glaring that you didn't have Drake.
Didn't have.
It stings because Sills makes – a phenomenal move on that little outlet pass where Kirk, I think, called a change to play at the line.
Yeah, he called a screen.
In the red area. Yep. And it just, Sills made, the touchdown was on Sills. He made the play. And then you can't hold on to it. It's frustrating. I mean, I could see that might be the most painful loss I think Kirk took as a Falcon so far because he played so savvy, and it just sucked. It all sucks. Everything sucks. The weather sucked. The game sucked. The ride home sucked just because you lost. Just
happy Monday.
Happy Monday. That's what I was going to say. It's so disappointing, but then you add on that we just came back from a long weekend, and it's just.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it. It really doesn't. That's what's frustrating.
Well, coming up, we're going to switch gears a little bit, talk about the Lane Kiffin soap opera that took place over the weekend. And we've got my Mac drop. It's the first. So I've got a game based off that. I think it will really reveal the personalities in this room. That's next with the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Yes!
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 6:42 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is keeping us on track, which is much needed after a long weekend. Now, after some yoga, the long-awaited decision has been made. Lane Kiffin will be heading to LSU. And here's Lane on not being with Ole Miss through the playoffs.
Again, I totally respect Keith's decision.
So that was his decision?
Yeah. He asked me not to come to the meeting and said I couldn't come, but which I totally understand. You know, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that. You know, we're trying to find a way, you know, to make this work and coach the team and give the team the best chance to win. But I also, he's got a job to do, and like he said, he has to live here. Like he said, maybe all the national people understand why he should let me coach, but he has to live here, and it's a little different when you're the AD. So totally respect that, and Keith has been amazing to us over the 6 years.
All the national people that are also paid by your agent, that work with your agent, that are clients with your agent, Jimmy Sexton. I personally would have probably let him coach, because I think it would have given me the best shot to win, but I completely am on board with Keith Carter on why he didn't. Also, you know, a tiger don't change its stripes. And Lane Kiffin always leaves somewhere he's like, you remember the, I know I'm probably dating myself, and maybe Allie's the only one that remembers this reference, but remember the Rammstein video, the Du Hast, like the rock band that's German? Like, they're at the end of the video, the band is walking away, and there's a car on fire, and it explodes. And that is what Lane Kiffin walks away from every college football or NFL team that he's a part of. He did it with Tennessee, left in overnight, basically. Basically, Bobby Petrino'd him. What did he got? He got fired on the tarmac at USC. Got fired from the Raiders. Saban essentially kicked his ass out before a national title game, a playoff run, right? Left him at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
Was it FIU that he was at, or FAU?
I can't remember.
FAU.
Yep.
Essentially, he left that school on fire, and now he's left Ole Miss on fire. With a playoff, they might not get allowed in the playoff now because of him.
Nah, I think they'll get in the playoff with ease. I agree that he didn't leave under great circumstances, but I have a hard time believing he left Ole Miss on fire. That is a program that was awful before he got there, and this is the best season they've ever had. And I actually do love the Pete Golding hire for them, who was obviously a defensive coordinator at Alabama for a while. Very passionate coach. He's a Mississippi guy.
Yeah.
I think he graduated from Delta State, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, it stinks all the way around. And the problem is like, I keep going back to, and I have through this whole process. Do you remember before he came to Alabama when Nick Saban was like, I will not coach at Alabama? Well, this is the reason. This is the flip side of what happens when you don't go about it that way. And I know that he has said that he regrets that, and I understand why such a mockery was made of that. But he wanted to make sure that he was committed to his players with the Dolphins so that nothing like this were to happen, right? So that he didn't have to step out under circumstances such as these. So I hate it all the way around. I think Lane Kiffin's full of freaking crap with half the stuff he said over the weekend. Do I blame him for leaving to go to LSU? Not necessarily. I would have probably stayed at Oxford and Ole Miss, but I think he's full of crap with about, I don't know, 80% of the stuff flying out of his mouth over the weekend.
Is it wild that there's this much to do, that this much to do was made about a coach that's never won a division title, never won a conference title, never coached in a playoff game? I mean, he was going to coach in a playoff game this year. But essentially, Lane Kiffin has been a head coach for, 7 years, I think, in Oxford? I think 13 seasons total. And he's never won anything. Anything. And he's not, he's not coached at bad schools. Tennessee, USC, Ole Miss. Ole Miss is name brand a lot more than what they have been winning. But it wasn't like he was at, North Texas or anything, which is going to play in their conference title game, too. This is all their coach also, believe it or not.
I think that when I look at this whole cycle, and it's going to pain me to say this, Allie.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to pain me to say this. I think that LSU probably got the best coach, but I think Florida made the best hire of this entire
ordeal. Don't tell Florida fans that.
I think that Florida made the best hire of this entire ordeal, and I have reasons why. I think John Summerall has proven that he can do this multiple different ways with multiple quarterbacks and multiple situations, and I do believe in him as a coach. And Lane can, too. I'm just not sure all the other things around Lane Kiffin will end up being a good thing in Baton Rouge. The same way, same conversation we had about Brian Kelly on his way out.
The everything around, the atmosphere around, all the noise around LSU just seems like it is waiting to just implode with Kiffin there. You got a governor that sticks his nose in. You got an AD that was hired by the governor. And you got a head coach that loves drama on and off the field. Ole Miss fans are kind of doing him dirty right now with some of the things on Twitter.
And I don't blame him at all.
I don't blame him at all, but it's just funny. The thing, there was a rumor out here. I want to get your take real quick. I don't kind of just override now. I'm sorry, Allie. But there was a rumor that Lincoln Riley was trying to get out of USC. And for one, I don't believe it. For two, I believe the buyout is close to like 80, 70, 80, 90 million, something like that. And Florida fans were losing their minds saying Lincoln Riley wanted to come to Florida and we didn't take him. That would have been the worst hire of all. Lincoln Riley's brand of football has no business in the SEC. It's why he left Oklahoma to go to USC, because he didn't want to play that style of football. Ironically enough, he went to the Big Ten, and now they're losing, what, 3 or 4 games a year there.
Yeah.
So that was never going to happen either. The John Summerall hire, I'm not going to jump on board or jump off. I'm going to go right in the middle, because there's a problem at Florida, and I'm not sure it's all about who the coach is.
Well, we can't get out of the college football segment without mentioning that the Bulldogs shut down the Jackets on Friday, 16-9. And with Alabama beating Auburn, we're going to get a rematch between Georgia and Alabama this Saturday for the SEC championship.
How about all three of us having successful weekends in college football?
Pretty good. You know what I mean? Rusty Mansell's not going to talk to you this week.
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay.
I'll give Rusty all the smoke he wants.
I'll take that. You can take that interview off. I'll do it.
Yeah.
Me and Allie will do it. We'll
catch all the hands.
Dude. I can't believe it took an interim coach and 12 games for Florida to figure out the best game plan for them.
Yeah.
Is hand Jaden Ball the freaking football and let him eat. It's nothing better than beating Florida State. It just sucks that's it. But
yeah.
You know what? I'll take it, because not only did you beat Florida State, but you left them with a coach they don't want.
Well, and Allie, it's, I don't know how much smoke you want, but you can get it too. I'm taking no prisoners this week for the SEC championship game. It's been crazy, because I think that, Kirby has coached now 5 in a row, if I'm not mistaken. He's now, this will be his 8th SEC championship game at Georgia. And Bama has won, and the ones they've played in, they've won 9 in a row, I believe, is the number. It's just crazy. And all the craziness and the teams added to the SEC, and we end up right back in the same spot at the end of the season. It was not without drama in the Iron Bowl. And, They had to pull some clutch moments out, but here we go again, man.
Ty Simpson made 2 of the best throws that I saw all year. The throw to the first touchdown on the back line, it was a great catch, too.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. And then the throw on 4th and 2, which was, it was, if you're an Alabama fan, some of your body was puckered as tight
beach
as it
balls,
could be.
Son. Beach balls,
and you're just
for
like,
Kalen DeBoer.
Beach balls. For all the hatred Kalen DeBoer gets, he's done a phenomenal job coaching, because you can't run the football at all, and you're an SEC team, and you have played a tough schedule. Also, all the coaching cycle stuff that we've talked about, the one team we haven't mentioned, figuring it out yet, the team that got it all started, Penn State. I know what you were and you're upset, but you could come out of this whole thing with egg all over your face.
Yeah, you probably could. There's no doubt about it. I don't know. I'm having trouble thinking about anything right now other than Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Saturday.
Oh, I know.
Like, I was so far down the rabbit hole up in my brain looking up going, oh, man, this is going to look this way. How's Jam Miller? How's Drew Bobo? I don't know. Well, there's so many questions to be asked.
And last time Rusty talked to us about Georgia and Alabama, he was saying for Kirby Smart, I mean, Alabama's the boogeyman, you know, and it's just something that has not been completed.
Yeah.
We need to complete this one.
Yeah, I don't know how to feel about that. I do know that I love and respect Kirby Smart and been really excited about what Kalen DeBoer's done. I think Georgia opened as 1.5 favorite. We'll see what happens.
All these good championship matchups. Then you got Virginia and Duke.
All right, today is December 1st, so let's play a Mac Drop game about firsts.
Now it's time for Allie's Mic Drop.
No, it's Mac Drop.
Oh, Mac Drop on the morning shift.
I just want to remind you to pay your rent, pay your mortgage, enjoy your paycheck. If you're paid bi-monthly, it's a great day for you.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some songs, and they all have either the word one or first in the title. It's going to be Throwback Thursday trivia rules. Yell your name when you know it, and Dylan can play this one as well because the files are not labeled with the song names. All right? Dylan, I know I said we were going to start with the Grant McCauley bonus edition. We can't do that. We don't have enough time. Go with number one.
Yeah, one.
Oh, Mike.
Like a dream come true. Two,
just wanna be. What is it?
God, I know this song. I can sing the whole song.
I'm looking for the artist.
And that you're the only one
for
me. Yeah.
It's Boyz II Men.
No, it's not.
Right?
No.
Oh, dude. I'm so freaking mad at myself.
Yeah, you are.
God,
you can see him
song.
Walking through the cornfield, can't you?
You fall in love with me whenever I believe Thursday.
It is the one and only Brian McKnight.
No! No, I knew it! God!
Is that Gladys's kid?
I don't know. That I don't know.
Oh. Mike is just coping by singing the song more.
I know.
I'm just so mad at myself.
Okay,
man.
Let's see if you can get this next one. Number two.
But I just want to hear your voice.
Mike.
I'm on number one.
Yes.
It's Luke Combs.
Yeah, it is.
Let's go.
I'm throwing my pen everywhere today.
Hold it together.
You're going to be the first person to throw a pen in the studio.
All right, let's go with number three, Dylan.
That's why I need a one dance.
Oh, Dylan, come on now. This is Drake, One Dance.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you for that, alley-oop. I appreciate you including me, Allie.
If I was going to take a guess, I would have said something like Bad Bunny. This does not sound like Drake. I don't know.
Really?
Like, yeah.
Don't disrespect Drake like that. I mean, Bad Bunny's great, don't get me wrong, but come on now.
All right.
All right, number four is going to reveal someone's personality if they get it right.
For the first
oh, come on, baby. Let's go. This night. Yeah. Oh, what's this chick's name? Irina.
What movie is it?
It's Frozen, right?
Yeah. Idina Menzel is the actual singer, though.
Yeah, for the first time in forever.
Idina Menzel, yeah. Give me that personality trait. I'm here.
All right, let's go with number six.
Both. You too.
That is correct.
Tune.
And I just wanted
These are all good songs.
I want to do number seven
because
I want to point out how wild the 90s was. Like, I was a little girl yelling out these lyrics, like singing along, and I don't think I should have been. Play seven.
Because tonight is the night.
Oh, God.
To become
one. I love Allie doing the dance right now. She's jamming.
Who is this? Who sings this? This is like a girl band.
That's not like Wilson Phillips, is it?
No.
It's a girl band. It's like a...
That's Wilson Phillips is a girl band.
Girl power!
The Spice Girls?
Yeah, there you go.
I never knew they did anything that sounded like that.
I just wish everybody could have seen Allie just jam out for a second right there.
I did too.
It's the Spice Girls,
Do we have time for the Grant McCauley special?
Yeah, okay. This is the Grant McCauley special because he always gives me a song he swears you guys are going to know, and then you never know it.
Bo. That's Creed.
Oh, finally!
Yeah.
The greatest Thanksgiving halftime show ever.
He sings.
And the only one that's even close was Dolly Parton.
Why does he say his words so strange?
I don't No. Just see him in concert.
Can you take me higher?
The maneuvers he does in concert are just very bizarre.
It's always...
Scott Stapp alone now.
I love him.
Hot take, singers that don't play an instrument are weird in concert. It is. It is weird. Singers that are not playing an instrument in concert, I'm like, dude, I can't look at this guy. Why is he air guitaring on the mic stand? I don't know.
What's funny is like, I feel like a lot of country music singers, not all, but a lot, just have a guitar just for a prop.
Yeah, exactly.
I really do.
Yeah,
I really do.
I'm good with that.
And you know, and I'm not criticizing. It's not a hot take about that. It's just that's my feeling of it. It's just a prop. But yeah. I'm cool with it because at least it gives you something to do with your hands.
Exactly. Exactly. Strange stuff.
Coming up, we got to talk about it. Unfortunately, those Falcons broke more hearts yesterday. We'll get into it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.